I bake professionally. Well, we're a custom cake studio, mostly wedding cakes and then some other kinds of occasion cakes. My business is very specific. And when I go home, I like to bake things more rustic, homey. I love cookies. I love anything crunchy. I always love to have quick breads around. I have a 2.5-year-old, so I love to bake things that I can give to him for snack. Scones. I love a good scone. So those are some of my favorite things to kind of bake when I'm at home.
That's your chance to make things the way that you would want them to be.
Oh, sure. Yeah, when I bake for other people, when I'm baking professionally, you know, I am hyper-focused on what my client is looking for. And what I do is really focused a lot on what the finished product looks like. I mean, flavor is definitely super important, but when you're talking about a wedding cake, it also has to reflect the elegance of the event and the other decor elements of the room. But when I'm baking at home, it is more just what I want to eat. It's more, you know, satisfying the tastes of my family. And when I bake at home, I definitely keep it really simple. One reason why it kind of goes off track sometimes for people when they bake at home, they try to involve too many ingredients and too many flavors. And one star of the show is really all you need with a good, simple, home-baked cookie.
The centerpiece idea, something that's visually striking or presents well, is where I always fall down. I can usually get the taste well enough. I can follow a recipe.
Sure.
But do you have any tips for those of us who can't seem to get past that, you know, more rustic side and might want to try something that's a little more presentable?
I think a lot of it comes down to time. As a professional baker, I mean, now I do cakes, but I've baked professionally for, you know, over a decade now. In various different capacities. When I hear people having trouble at home, it's because they haven't given themselves enough time to do something. Really waiting for the dough to chill and firm up so that way you can cut it nice and precisely. Giving yourself enough time to stand and use a ruler and carefully cut out what it is that you're looking to make. From a decoration side, again, keeping it simple. I think sometimes people get elaborate, overdone kind of ideas in their head when really just a little, like, holly sprig would be beautiful to finish off a cake, or a little dusting of confectioner sugar. You know, just a little finishing touch, nothing too over the top.